20, sorry, is active, is growing strong inside. The title is Christ-like character in a difficult world. Good afternoon, brother. But then we live in a very busy world. We live in a demanding and challenging world. Everywhere we turn, there is pressure. Pressure to rush, could be pressure to compete, pressure to want more, could be pressure to react, and sometimes pressure to give up. Yet, as Christians, God has not only called us to believe, but God has called us to become. God has called us to become more like Christ every day. Someone once said, your character is who you are when no one is watching. Our character is who we are when no one is watching. Today, I would like us to reflect on how we can grow spiritually, develop Christ-like character, and remain faithful without becoming tired, bitter, or discouraged. Our focus will be on four connecting ideas. One, developing a Christ-like attitude in a difficult world. Two, the power of self-control in a self-indulgent world. Three, growing spiritually without becoming spiritually tired. And last but not least, contentment in a world that always wants more. So what are the ends and objectives of this talk this afternoon? By the end of this very devotion, we aim to encourage one another to grow in Christ-like character. We aim to learn how to respond with love, with humility, and patience. We aim to understand the importance of self-control, to discover how to remain faithful without spiritual burnout, and to learn to live with contentment and gratitude. Alright, let us dive proper into the first one, which is developing a Christ-like attitude in a difficult world. Of course, we all know we live in a world today where we are pressured in so many ways. The world today is not gentle. People often are impatient, people are harsh, selfish, and easily offended. Sadly, this attitude sometimes tries to enter the church and our homes as well. But what does Christ tell us? What does the Bible say? Christ calls us to be different. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 2 from verse 5 that let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Now this means we are called to be like Christ. We are called to react like Christ and treat others the way Christ would, even when things are hard. Jesus showed love when he was rejected. Jesus showed humility when he was praised. He showed patience when he was misunderstood. There's a wise saying that goes, you don't always control what happens to you, but you can control how you respond. We don't always control what comes to us. We don't always control what situation we find ourselves in. But one thing is certain, we can control how we react to those situations. We can control how we respond. In everyday life, at home, when family members test our patience, or at work, when we are treated unfairly, in a church, when opinions differ, a Christ-like attitude helps us to choose love over anger. A Christ-like attitude helps us to choose humility over pride, and patience over frustration. Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 2 reminds us, it reminds us that with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, that we should bear with one another in love. Now this is not weakness, bearing with one another in love. It does not indicate weakness. It is spiritual strength. Let us look at the power of self-control in a self-indulgent world. We live in a world that says, say whatever you feel. We hear this every day. Do whatever makes you happy. Control yourself later. Enjoy now. But what does the Bible say? Proverbs chapter 25 from verse 28 says, whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls. So what does this tell us today? It tells us that self-control is important in order for us to have Christ-like character. Self-control is protection. It guides our words. Self-control is protection. It guides our emotions and our actions. Galatians chapter 5 from verse 22 to 23 lists self-control as part of the fruits of the Spirit. So this tells us that self-control is not just personal effort, it is spiritual growth. In our daily life, self-control could look like pausing before speaking in anger. In our daily lives, self-control looks like choosing silence instead of gossip, walking away instead of reacting or getting angry. Self-control looks like saying no when tempted to say yes. A simple saying goes, not every thought needs a voice, and not every feeling needs an action. Not everything we think needs us to act upon. Not every feeling we get needs us to react to. When we show self-control, we reflect Christ to the world. Now let us see growing spiritually without becoming spiritually tired. So many faithful Christians love God deeply. Many faithful Christians are willing. They are very motivated to serve God. But yet, sometimes they feel tired, spiritually tired. Some may ask, why do I feel worn out? Or, why does faith feel heavy sometimes? The Bible encourages us in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. It says, let us not grow weary while doing good work, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Let us not grow weary while doing good work, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Spiritual tiredness often comes when we serve without resting, when we give without renewing ourselves, when we focus on duty but forget joy. Even Jesus Christ himself understood rest. And in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, he says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So growing spiritually does not mean running non-stop. Growing spiritually does not mean running non-stop. It means staying connected to God in prayer. It means feeding on His Word regularly, encouraging one another, and taking time to renew our faith. Let us remember the saying, faith is not a sprint, it is a lifetime work. Faith is not a marathon, it is a lifetime gentle work with Jesus. Contentment in a world that always wants more. The world constantly tells us today, you need more money, you need more things, material things, you need a better life to be happy. But the Bible teaches contentment. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6, it says, godliness with contentment is great gain. Now, contentment does not mean lack of ambition. It means gratitude. Philippians chapter 4, verse 11 to 12, reminds us that Paul learned to be content in every situation, whether in plenty or in need. So, contentment in daily life means thanking God for what we have. It doesn't just end in thanking God for what we have. It also means trusting God for what we lack. It means avoiding comparison with others. A wise saying goes, happiness is not having everything, but appreciating what you have. It is not having all the possessions in life, but it is being thankful, being grateful, and appreciative of what you have. So a content heart is a peaceful heart. Right now I'm going to try to conclude by saying, brethren, Christ-like character is not built on one day. It is formed daily through love instead of anger. It is formed daily through self-control instead of impulse, faithfulness instead of burnout, and contentment instead of constant desire. In Romans chapter 12, from verse 2, the Bible encourages us, saying, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Brethren, I encourage us today to choose transformation. Now, these are points that we could take on. Christ-like character speaks louder than words. Another point we could take on today is that self-control protects our faith. Rest is part of spiritual growth. Contentment brings peace. Last but not least, God is patient with our growth, so we should be patient with ourselves and others. A few things to reflect on. We can ask ourselves these questions and try to answer it within our hearts. I would ask myself, for instance, how do I respond when life becomes difficult? You could ask yourself, are your words building or breaking? I could ask myself, am I growing? Am I just getting tired? You could ask yourself, do I thank God daily for what I have? These are things we could reflect on. So my final encouragement to you, brethren, is this. God sees all your efforts. God sees your patience. He sees your quiet faithfulness. He who began a good work in you will complete it, according to Philippians chapter 1, from verse 6. So I urge you, brethren, to keep growing, keep trusting, and keep walking with Christ. In Jesus' name.
Amen.